I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Friday Night SmackDown After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I am Tom the Com Connolly. Over there, George Hermosa here.
Yo.
Sitting in. Gabby's working on Impact tapings. Josh is just flown the coop. He couldn't deal. He wanted his Mandy date, and Otis got it. So we'll find out if he shows up next week. Maybe he's going to ruin the date. I don't know. But, George, what do you think? You know, good SmackDown?
It was good. I think the thing about SmackDown, it's I think none of the episodes are like blow away SmackDown episodes, but I don't think none of them are bad. I think they're just good traditional wrestling episodes. You got your good guys, you got your bad guys, you got your heroes, you know, you got your anti-heroes. I'm always a big fan of how SmackDown presents their shows.
Yeah, I agree. And it's I think, you know, being the 2 hours, it doesn't get too long. You're not like, oh, is this over yet? Yeah. Like, are we still have to sit through another hour? It's pretty fast-paced. But so tonight, SmackDown kicks off with the return of the Dirt Sheet with Morrison and The Miz. Do you like The Miz's attire now? This is the second week. First, he was kind of wearing a sweater last week. Now he's got the whole turtleneck going on.
I dig it. I think Miz has always been very fashionable, and I think he can pull off pretty much anything. I'm a big fan of the Dirt Sheet. Like, I was not a big fan of these guys 12 and a half years ago on the ECW.
Yeah.
It wasn't until they started doing the Dirt Sheet where I'm like, oh, my God, like, these guys are fun. Mm-hmm. Like, these guys have a lot of personality.
And yeah.
I like that they're back together. I like that they're both kind of big stars that are put together because obviously they both have had a lot of success since they were a tag team back 10, 11, 12 years ago. So, yeah, I was a big fan of I know they shot some of the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood spoof not too far from here.
Yeah.
Anissa. I don't know if anybody
knows Anissa was in that segment. I saw her. She tweeted out on Friday about it, and then at first, I didn't see the show until later, and I was like, she's on SmackDown. I was like, how's she on SmackDown? I saw it. I was like, that is awesome. Yeah. So what they did, it was basically like a spoof on the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I thought it was really funny. I love that they're bringing Mr. Miz into this.
Yeah.
I think it's perfect. I think he loves it. He loves to play along.
George.
Yeah.
George Mizanin.
Yes. I think he's great in it. I thought everyone was good in it. It was like the whole like stunt double. But it was weird. It's like, I guess, yeah, Morrison's not the Miz's stunt double, but that's how it kind of played it out. And I thought it was great. And like, you know, showing the highlights, and then they get interrupted by the New Day. Kofi starts talking about how, you know, I think he was leading to, like, oh, they're showing all these great highlights of me doing all the great things. But it ends up being, you know, they kind of go back and forth. And then Miz and Morrison saying, hey, we beat every team on SmackDown, but they haven't beat every team on SmackDown. Out come the Usos basically saying, you haven't beaten us, so we should get – I was surprised where it led to the next match after, but Before the match, Ziggler and Rue come out, and then Miz and Morrison attack the New Day. Usos kind of make the save, and then we kind of cut the break, which it was just chaos, I thought. But did you like the opening segment?
I liked it. I'm a really big fan of this feud. It's something new, obviously, and nothing against New Day and Usos. I mean, those guys kill it every single time.
Yeah.
But I like the fact that now it's an actual team, because I was not a big fan or a fan at all of The Miz and Shane McMahon as a team.
Yeah.
Like, they go out there and they beat Sheamus and Cesaro just clean. Like, come on. Like, you guys aren't even a team. You guys teamed like once or twice, and now you guys are the best tag team in the world. At least Miz and Morrison's got history, you know?
Yes.
They were legit. Like the best tag team of maybe all of 2007, and now I like that, you know, obviously, like I said, they've both accomplished a lot since they split up back in 08 or 09. It's something new, something that New Day can get their hands on, you know, and who knows, maybe we can see some great matches with Miz and Morrison against Usos or Miz and Morrison against the Revival maybe at some point.
I mean do you think it's leading to the title change?
I think so. I think it gives both guys something to do. I think with somebody like Miz, who I feel like with Kofi, they want to put a title on him because I think, like, he's Kofi, you know, yeah. like we don't want him to be lost. He's a former WWE champion, regardless of how he lost the belt. I feel like they always feel like they have to do something with them. I think Miz is in that same category where, like, they always have to feel like they have to do something with Miz. I feel like this would be a good time to maybe put the belts on Miz and Morrison, you know, a good 12, 13 years after they first won it.
Yeah, I think it's good. Yeah, especially Miz, like, they have Miz and Mrs., mm-hmm. which I was, when the draft happened and Miz came to SmackDown, I was shocked.
Yeah.
Because I was like, well, he's got a show on USA, mm-hmm. which seemed to be like an easy tie-in of being like, you're on Raw because mm-hmm. you have a USA show. But I think it's actually better that he's on SmackDown.
Yeah, he's on Fox now. Yes. He's on USA. Yeah. You know, they show mm-hmm. his commercials on E, I'm sure.
Yeah. And then they could also say when he does, you know, he does tons of press and interviews where it's like, oh, SmackDown superstar, but his show was on USA.
Yeah, exactly.
Right after NXT, our other show that's on.
Speaking of which, I was thinking about it too. Like, let's say, you know, for argument's sake, let's say CM Punk comes back. Does he come back on Fox because of the whole Fox deal? Or does he come back on Raw because Paul Heyman's running it?
Ooh, that's a... I mean, I don't know. I mean, the problem is it's all... Then he's dealing with WWE people, mm-hmm. not, you know, just Fox people.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know where he would come back. I mean, I'd love for him to come mm-hmm. on SmackDown. I think it'd be a great boost to the arm of SmackDown mm-hmm. of having another guy where, I mean, I'd like to see him in Reigns. I'd like to see him in Daniel Bryan, mm-hmm. him in The Fiend. There's so many matches you can, like, think of that you'd mm-hmm. want to see him in. Do you think he's going to come back and wrestle?
Yes.
Do you think – when do you think? Like, you think –
By the end of this year.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I think he's been good on backstage, mm-hmm. but he's also not on it a lot. Yeah. It's like maybe once a month he's on,
yeah.
which I think it was when it was first, like, the news broke, you thought he'd be on every week. Yeah. So it's like, well, if he's on every week, he's dealing or at least interacting with other superstars.
And plus, at some point, like, let's say Triple H is on. I don't know mm-hmm. if there's still heat between them, but, mm-hmm. like, there might be some people on that show that maybe doesn't really get along with CM mm-hmm. Punk. At least it gives an opportunity to be like, oh, he's not going to be on this week, but this guy is going to be on this week. Yeah. I know he's going to be on this Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I think they announced that Charlotte was going to be a guest, so.
Yeah, I think, and I feel like when he was on last time, it was Becky. So it's, I feel like they're kind of being cautious of, like, we're not going to have him interact with male talent on WWE just because when Miz was on there and kind of talked crap, mm-hmm. did you see the tweet that he said after that? So it's like, he's not going to hold back. Mm-hmm. We know he's not. So mm-hmm. let's just kind of keep him separated and move on with that. But I agree with you. I think he'll be back. I think at least getting on that show, he has the itch mm-hmm. of, oh, I'm around it now. So yeah. I think it just takes a couple people being like, hey, but I want to work with you and I want to work with you. And then he's going to go, okay, sure. I'll do that. That'll be fun. Hopefully it'll be a better environment than when he left.
Yeah.
But let's get into the first match of the night. We got the Usos versus Ziggler and Rude. At first, I was kind of dreading seeing this match because we've seen it the last couple weeks mm-hmm. in a six-man tag. But it ended up being a really competitive match between the two teams. Usos get the win. Ziggler hit so many zigzags in this match and didn't get a pin off him. And I did like the spinebuster zigzag mm-hmm. that they did. It got broken up. At least it wasn't like a kick out, which I thought was an actual really good finisher that they could have used. But these guys I don't think really ever gotten many tag team wins.
Yeah, it's crazy because they became a team, I want to say, in September, right before Clash of Champions. And mm-hmm. I don't know, it just feels like so off and on. Like, I don't know. I want them to, if they're going to be a tag team, have a name.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of tag team names.
And I feel like they should have their own music.
Yeah.
Like, at least, like, and I think Ziggler and Rude's music would be really easy to combine together.
See, I hate the mashing up of them.
Like, no, I'm not like that.
Like, because they do that with Fire and Desire. But, like, I remember, like, when they had it for Jericho, mm-hmm. like, they mashed it up, mm-hmm. but then they actually released, like, a legit, like, non-mashup, but they still were able to combine the two.
Oh,
like, a new original track of, like, of their both their songs, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
I think it was great. But yeah, if they can do something maybe original that implements both their themes,
I think
the potential to be great. But yeah. I mean, going back to what I said about Miz and Kofi, like, it gives Rude and Ziggler something to do. Obviously, Rude's got a lot of success outside of WWE. Mm-hmm. Ziggler, a former 2-time World Heavyweight Champion, and like I said, it'd be a shame to not have these guys featured on TV every single week. So it's one of those where I guess them in a tag team maybe is better than them not being featured at all.
Yeah, I think if they weren't in a tag team, we would never. Yeah. These guys would just be around, mm-hmm. and maybe they. I think Ziggler would maybe be, you know, still with Corbin a little bit, but mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like Ziggler just keeps getting moved to different tag teams,
yeah.
and then being like the lackey of someone else that he should be. He should be the one in charge.
Like, yeah.
He should be the one in charge of this.
Because we saw something similar last year with like him and Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, and Strowman. Yeah. So it was like, okay, I don't know. So it's a lot of, you know, over and over again, the same thing. And then we get the dog food recap from last week. Then out of nowhere, we get Corbin walking into the production truck outside, yelling at them inside, asking who played it. And for some reason, some guy raised his hand because, you know, I guess. And then Corbin threw him down the stairs, which I was like, man, like, we didn't even get to see the shot of it. And then he just kind of stands over the guy and, you know, some agents come out and tell him, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? I think it's in Corbin's character to do this, mm-hmm. but it's also... It's kind of a weird thing. I think it's hard when it's clearly we know that it's not someone that works for them. So it's not like we're like, oh my God, so-and-so, it was Tim, I knew him. Yeah. Like, so I don't know. It works for Corbin, I guess.
But. I love Corbin. I think he's a guy that gets unfairly chastised on Twitter or whatnot. I'm sure. I don't think he cares either. But it's just crazy because everybody always wishes like, oh, I miss when heels can be a heel.
Yeah.
So here's King Corbin, and like, you know, if it was some indie guy that's portraying a heel, like, and it's just weird. So I tend to kind of shy away from public opinion and hearing people's. I mean, I always respect people's opinions, but I like to think for myself too. You know, where I'm like, man, we finally have a heel like King Corbin, where he's not out there trying to get cheered. He's not out there trying to be like, oh, let me say something funny, or let me do this. Like, no, like the whole purpose of it, like a JBL back in the day, like, you know. A lot of 80s wrestlers that we all grew up on that, like, wow, what a piece of, you know, what heel. Like, this is what he is. And, again, I can't do anything but embrace him because, again, he's everything that I would want in a heel.
Yeah. And I feel like what we saw from him later was even
and
more
if anything,
of it.
And if anything, I think it made Roman Reigns an even bigger babyface. And essentially that is what you want from a heel.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I at least have, like, against Corbin is that he doesn't get the wins though. Like, I feel like they don't
beat Roman twice. No,
I know, but he, I get it. But I feel like he's not getting pushed enough.
Okay.
I guess I get it. Yeah. But I feel like every time he did it, like, it was, he had help doing it. Uh-huh. And I get it, he's a heel. And that's what's going to happen. But I think it's better when they do it on their own. At least then they could say, well, I beat him on my own. I didn't need,
he became king on his own.
He did, yes, he did. Yes. And he got that crown on his own. so we'll see what happens more with Corbin later. Elias is about to play a song. He gets interrupted like normal by Cesaro. Leads to another match where, like, Elias has been having problems with Sami Zayn and company. And then Cesaro hit, like, a million uppercuts in this match, too. It was an uppercut party, but sadly in the end Cesaro did not get the win. Elias got the win with elbow off the top rope, which I think is good for Elias because this guy never wins.
He never wrestles that much either.
Yeah,
he very rarely wrestles, which is, you know, I mean, good. Again, it's one of those where if you can get over it without putting your body on the line, I mean, good for Elias.
Yes, exactly.
If he doesn't have to wrestle and he's still pretty popular.
There was a tag match that he won too. Mm-hmm. I think it was last week or the week before. And then this, so, I mean, where is he going after this?
That's what
I feel like. It's like,
that's always questionable.
Is he going to have a match with Sami Zayn? Is that what we're leading to? I don't know, because I feel like he's just keeps getting under their skin. And then after that, we get Corbin coming out. He's complaining about Roman Reigns, saying he wants one more match because at Royal Rumble, Roman had his you know, cousins help him to win. I loved his line about the Super Bowl because it's like perfect with being in San Jose. And then there's a fan in the crowd, and he just pours a drink all over him, which then prompts Roman to come out, hits Superman punch, gets in the ring, and just says, okay, you won another match, which are we really clamoring for another Roman Reigns-Corbin match?
I mean, I'm not.
I'm not either. I just think it's convenient for the Super Showdown. Let's just get them there. Is this the blow-off of the match?
Has to be. I mean, they can't wrestle at Mania.
Oh, my gosh. I would feel bad for both of them if that's what – if it goes to Mania. But there's still Elimination Chamber as well on the way. So who knows what could happen there before Mania. I'm over. I thought last week was the end. Okay, he got the dog food poured all over him. He got humiliated. It's over. Like, this is where I feel like you take Corbin and now you have him start going after other people because he's just, like, pissed. You have someone, like, someone snickering at it, like, laughing at him backstage and be like, what are you laughing at? You know what I mean? And then just him starting a new feud with someone else. But, and I almost wish that they would have just made this, like, Hell in a Cell. If you're going to do it, like, let's just go big. Like, we're already going for this Saudi show. Like, let's just go big there. They're gonna they'd love that it's a Hell in a Cell match.
Surprised we haven't seen a Hell in a Cell at a Saudi show.
I thought that was gonna be where he was going with it, but no, it's Steel Cage. At least it'll keep the Usos out, keep, you know,
Rude and
Ziggler. Yeah, them out. So, and then we finally get, which I thought, if I was a fan in attendance, and I found out earlier this week that Goldberg was gonna be at SmackDown. Which, granted, they did not say he was going to be live in the arena.
Yeah.
They just said live on, I don't know if they said live on SmackDown. We get a shot of Goldberg getting mic'd up at his house in Texas somewhere.
He lived in San Diego, too.
I know. Yeah, it was. I was like, so I was kind of disappointed that it was not live. Because
it's one of those where, listen, Goldberg's not a great wrestler, but part of the appeal is his entrance.
Yes. Yeah.
So you take that away, then what? He's not going to wrestle. He's not going to have a 40-second squash, and he's not going to have the entrance. Like, okay, like,
yeah, it's just real. Like, we're just going to talk to you live, which it's like, I sometimes when they do these, you're like, I don't even think this is live. I can't tell if it's live. So he basically comes on, says, you know, Brock is, you know, has a match with Ricochet at, you know, Super Showdown. So he says, what about a universal title shot that I never got? Because I did lose it, but I never got a title rematch.
Whose fault is it that he was gone for 2 years?
I know. Jesus. He came out on Raw the next night.
Yeah.
He could have said, I won one more match.
Jesus Christ.
I know. That's like real dumb. You're like, you've been waiting 2 years for this?
And you pick the guy that, like, can't be defeated?
Yeah. Yeah. I was completely shocked that he wanted this match. He was probably the last person I would have picked out of everybody on the roster. Like, who Goldberg is going to face.
Me too.
Then we get a Firefly News update with Bray being the news anchor. He throws it to the buzzard. He just basically says there's, like, cold chance in hell that Goldberg's going to win. And the thing I think is hard is that The Fiend or Bray Wyatt against Goldberg in these kind of things is a very hard, I think, to play up or for people to get behind, because Goldberg is just like, oh, get out of here. I'm not listening to any of your crap. And you're like, dude, like, this is, I feel like you're not playing along. You're not getting what's happening here. But basically, you know, Bray says, okay, sure, you want a match, like, you're going to get a match with The Fiend that Super Showdown, or actually, I don't even think Bray even said it. It was just basically like Goldberg being like, The Fiend, you're next.
Yeah.
And that was like all we got from Goldberg, which, to me, if you're going to do this, you're going to go to his house and set up a camera. Why not have Bray Wyatt go there? why not have the Fiend show up at this guy's house and attack him right there? Like, wouldn't that at least, or at least make the lights go out? Like, do something to get in this guy's head because he clearly is not taking you seriously. And now we have this match in, is it 2 weeks or 3 weeks?
February 28th.
Okay.
27th or 28th.
All right, so like two weeks or so. But are we, is Goldberg going to be on SmackDown again? Yeah, there's so many questions. Like, what do you think of it?
I mean, again, I was surprised. I was not expecting this at all, like, in any way, shape, or form. I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of curious, too. Where, like, are they going to, if the Fiend wins, are they going to keep going with, like, the change in people's characters? Because I don't think Goldberg's going to come back until maybe the next Saudi show.
Yeah.
Unless this is maybe, like, a warm-up match for, like, maybe, like, a WrestleMania match. But who knows? I don't know. Yeah. He wasn't at last year's WrestleMania, so I have no idea.
Yeah. I mean, do you think it's, like, Do you like that they're doing these like Saudi shows? Like,
I don't
do you
think mind it's, like, whatever? I know they're so controversial. Yeah. I don't mind them. I mean, some of the shows have been bad in just terms of like the Best in the World with Shane McMahon. Yeah. Like, that was stupid. Mm. But I don't. I like those like the gimmick stuff, like the 50-man battle royal or the 50. Like, I don't mind that. I thought Team Hogan versus Team Flair was fine. Mm. I think it's all fine. I don't mind these shows.
Gotcha. With you. Yeah. I just think it's weird. Like, to me, the whole like, all right, we're gonna bring all these people back. Like, but I mean, I we have to see how it plays out.
Mm-hmm.
But like. Goldberg versus The Fiend, it kind of scares me because I go, oh my god, are they going to make The Fiend lose to Goldberg?
I hope not.
But also, is Goldberg going to like spear the crap out of this guy and then he's going to jump up and act like nothing happened to him? And then you go, well, what the hell? Like, Goldberg destroys everyone and now he's going to not destroy The Fiend?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's intriguing.
I'm intrigued at least to see where it goes and see what happens. But it also kind of makes me go, this could be really good or really bad. Like, I think it could almost have like that DDP Goldberg match from WCW, which was really good. Mm-hmm. Probably like his best match where he went the distance and it was crazy. Like, he was insane in that match.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I also feel like I don't see them taking the belt off.
Female. I hope not.
Yeah.
I hope they keep him on him. They keep it on him for a while.
Yeah.
Even past Mania.
Yeah. I think so too. Yeah. And then we get Daniel Bryan backstage. Heath Slater comes in, just starts talking about how, oh, I can't believe you fought The Fiend and you're crazy, basically being like, you just let him whip you with that strap and blah, 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 going on and on. And Daniel Bryan's just silent the whole time and just looks in and says, how about I fight you right now? And he's like, I just came in here to talk. Mm-hmm. I wasn't doing anything. I didn't want to have a match on SmackDown tonight. I didn't know Heath was on SmackDown. Was he drafted to SmackDown?
I guess. I think he was one of the ones that was not drafted. No, that was a couple years ago.
That was the first draft.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It's good to see Heath. I don't know. It's just, I love me some Daniel Bryan, but I feel like I'd love to see him on 205 Live.
That'd be very interesting.
I think he would elevate it. The one guy that can elevate that brand so much. And there's so many fresh matchups that he can have.
Mm-hmm. That'd be very interesting. I'd like to see that. And then basically, Brian just destroys him and does the whole kind of like his heel persona of like grabbing the arms and just kicking them in the face and doesn't stop. And then just puts on the yes lock. And he doesn't even tap. The ref just kind of calls for the bell. And Daniel Bryan just kind of he hit two knees too, I feel like he's changing. We don't really get what he's changing into. Are we getting like almost like an evil yes movement, not you know the positive yes movement? Because he definitely is being more commanding with the yeses, like wanting people to do it.
Yeah.
Where before it was like I did that, it's over with. Now I feel like which I think is way different from before, where everyone chanted yes, he chanted no. Now we're getting him just being like, yes, like, you know, going over the top with it, which I think could be very interesting to see. But he is changing a little bit.
It's like, it's that season now where we're all speculating, like, oh, what is he going to do at Mania? Like, there's so many. I think there's obviously there's one match at Mania that we all know is going to happen. There's another rumored one, you know, Bray and Roman. But, like, other than that, like, man, there's so many people on that roster that, like, you can't just put somebody like a Daniel Bryan in, like, some six-way or eight-man tag where it's like, these guys need, like, a high-profile match. And I'm just curious, like, man, like, how is he gonna fit in these plans? You got to think they're doing something.
Yeah,
like, something's happening. They probably already know an idea of who he's going to face at Mania. So,
yeah.
Keep tuning in.
And the thing is hard is like you're like, well, is he going to be a good guy or bad guy? Yeah. So it's where do you even go with it? And it's like, yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. Sidetrack real quick. Do you think Mania should be two nights?
No.
Why do you think that? Because you don't want to go two nights.
Yeah. No, I don't know. It's still no matter what. Even if they were two nights, there's still going to be a level of inequality. There's always going to be like, well, I want a main event the second night because that's going to, no, I want a main event. I don't know. I feel like there's so much uncertainties when it has two nights. Like, oh, which is going to be the first? You know, it's just so many questions that I think they can prevent. Like, it's not like a New Japan where I feel like their fan base is a little different.
Yeah.
Where it feels like more of like an actual event. As opposed to, like, Mania, which is, like, the one night of the year where it's, like, everything matters.
Yeah. But also, I mean, I think – I wouldn't mind if it was two nights because, you know, you could do Universal one night, WWE the other night. And they could really be, like, listen, we're going to come out to the – on the apron. We're going to come out of the ring, and we're just going to flip a coin. Whatever wins, that one is on this night and this is on this night. Just so it's not like, oh, this – you know, we're – But that's what main events tonight.
And then ticket sales, like,
It's hard. I think it's harder in a bigger, like, how do you do that?
And I know. And, like, if a stadium holds, like, 60,000, what if the first night does, like, half of that or the second night? Like, and it's just so much.
But I also think it would do good. I think they would be fine because there's so many people that come to those cities. I think they'd probably have to maybe lower the prices a little bit and not be, like, crazy, like, you know, $1,000 a ticket or something. But...
And plus, when would you have it? Because if
I mean, I feel like it'd have to be like Saturday, Sunday.
Well, especially because like Friday is SmackDown. They can't change that. Yeah. They have the Hall of Fame on Thursday. Mm-hmm. I guess
and then
maybe
what's NXT. But you could add NXT into it too.
Maybe you don't have to have NXT. Yes, incorporate that. Mm-hmm. But because obviously Monday.
But that's also adding like five more matches. Yeah. I think if anything, they should just move the start time up. Like WrestleMania should not end at 1:30 in the morning the next day. Like, it just shouldn't, especially on the East Coast. If you have a family, you have kids, they can't even stay up to watch the match they want to watch. Yeah. Like, it's like Becky and them started at midnight last. Mm-hmm. Like, that's dumb.
I do think SummerSlam should be held internationally.
I like that idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think
we're like, back in L.A., but...
Yeah. Well, I think we might get something else in
yes,
L.A.
Yes, yeah. We'll talk about that later. Yes. But I think, I think they should at least start it earlier. Like... It should start at 5.
It's funny because
it should end at 11. So, it really should.
So just to keep sidetracking.
Yeah, I know.
Because I always have an argument over like SummerSlam. Oh, it should be in Tokyo.
Yeah.
And then people will say, well, what about the start time? Okay, I don't know. You can start like at noon. Mm. And if you really think about it, like football.
Yeah.
Like that's on our time because we're in LA. That starts as early as 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what time friends are coming over. That's what time the barbecue starts. Wrestling could be no different.
Exactly.
You know? So
it should be the same.
Yeah.
I mean, when they do all these Super Showdown, it starts at like 1 p.m. here. Like, if you want to watch it, that's when you're going to watch it.
And I feel like SummerSlam, I mean, I feel like something with the network.
Yes,
where it's like,
so easy.
And you know from last month, like, it takes away a little bit of the, like, oh, I have to watch it at this time. Mm-hmm. As opposed to, like, if you paid $60 for a pay-per-view, it's like, you kind of feel like you have to watch it at that time, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's like, I got the network. I'm only paying $10. Yeah, I can watch it an hour later.
Yeah.
Or I can watch it, you know, the next day. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, even if it's overnight.
If you have something to do, like, if you're like, oh, I really have to do this today.
Yeah.
I'm not worried that, like, oh, man, I missed the pay-per-view because... I needed to go do something.
Yeah,
because
I remember that one Tokyo event where they had it at 3:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I could just wake up and watch it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you don't have to watch it live. Yeah. I get they want people here to watch it live. But make it somewhere where, like, in the UK, it could be earlier, and it's, like, it's regular time there, and not, you know, super, you know, at 3 in the morning here.
Yeah.
All right, but let's get back to SmackDown. We get Strowman celebrating his IC title victory. Sammy says it's a tainted win. Now we get the Revival now joining Sami Zayn and
company.
I like
that pairing.
It gives something for them to do.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows what they're doing. Yes. Yeah. But Braun basically did kind of destroy all of them at first, and then Nakamura hit some Kinshasa.
Kinshasa.
And Sammy was very delighted by that. But, I mean, I feel like this is heading to a match at Super Showdown. And then the highlight of the night for me, Otis getting ready for his date next week on Valentine's Day with Mandy Rose. We get a montage with some, you know, music in the background of him lifting weights, him and trying on outfits. And Josh, do you have our I almost feel like we should have played the clip from last week, but it's okay.
We hate to say we told you so, but ladies and gentlemen, we told you so!
If you guys didn't watch last week, I said exactly this would happen this week. A date prep of him. I wish it was a little longer. Mm-hmm. It could have been more involved. It could have been more segments throughout the night, I think. It was a little fast, a little quick. And then basically him trying on a jacket and Tucker ripping off the sleeves to show off his guns. Mm-hmm. And then it ended with him basically learning table manners, him basically trying to eat the steak with his hand, mm-hmm. Tucker telling him with his fork, and then he stood up in the table just flipped over because of his belly. How excited are you for this date next week?
I'm excited. I think everybody's so quick to bash on certain things. I think this is sports entertainment at its best.
Yeah, me too.
You know, it's fun. Like, it's cute. And you know what I like the most, too, is that, like, this isn't some storyline that just started, like, a month or two ago. Mm. Like, if you look at Otis's tweets from, like, a year and a half ago, he's been eyeing Mandy for a very long time. So I like that there's finally, like, this payoff, you know, that's going to happen on Valentine's Day.
And yeah.
I don't know. Like, is he going to get a kiss? Is she going to turn heel on him or whatever? Like,
yeah. I said last week that what's going to happen is that he's going to be so nervous. He's going to have an earbud in, but it's going to be Tucker talking to him. And that she's going to start really liking him, but it's really her liking Tucker, not Otis. Ooh. Which would, like, you know. And then Tucker starts really liking her. Mm-hmm. So to add some, like, you know. And I thought it was going to be a double date, I said this weeks ago, with Sonya going too. But I feel like she'll be involved somehow too. I hope it gets a couple of segments, at least three segments. We get some fun awkwardness. And then I think they'll end up putting them together somehow. Mm-hmm. Maybe she'll help them win the tag belts.
You think there's a possibility that Tucker might feed Otis some lines so he doesn't get nervous?
Yeah, so I think I think it'll be like him being like, say blah, 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 blah. You know,
say something like different, you know?
No, I was saying it's like that Cyrano de Bergerac. Do you ever watch that movie? Mm-hmm. It's like basically like the one guy is like real ugly and he likes this girl, but there's a really good looking guy.
You think Otis is ugly?
No, I'm just in the movie. Okay. So
I mean,
Cyrano is telling the guy what to say, so the girl's falling in love with the really good looking guy, but she's really falling in love with him. So I think it's just trying to, like, I don't know. I'm excited to see where it goes. Mm-hmm. I don't know where it's happening, where it's going, but I think it'll be cool. And then we get a 5-second match of Sheamus just bro-kicking Apollo Crews.
I forgot that Apollo Crews existed. I forgot who I texted, a couple buddies, like a wrestling group, because we're all in a wrestling group. And I was like, is Apollo Crews injured? Because I haven't heard of him, I haven't seen him, I haven't done anything. Like, I was doing a Wikipedia search, and I was like, nothing since like July or August. I'm like, oh, like, I don't know. Like, it's a shame what they don't do with Apollo Crews.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's, and again, even with NXT, it's like, they have so many people on that roster, but like, if you're not going to do anything with these guys, like, put them on NXT. Like, Apollo Crews, Noé José, you know, maybe Eric Young. Like, I don't know, like, oh man, like, it's such a shame.
Eric Young has a cage, though.
Yeah,
that's he at least has something. Apollo Crews has nothing.
But I think I heard Eric Young is doing a lot of backstage aging roles too. But like,
oh, really?
I'm sure like Apollo Crews and Noé José are not.
Oh, I thought you were thinking Eric Rowan. Sorry, that's why I said
yeah. Oh yeah, yeah,
sorry.
I was like, yeah, he was insanity. He's this cage animal that wants to be let loose.
I was thinking Rowan. I was like, he has a cage though. He's carrying around that cage. But yeah, I do think it's. It sucks because we've never, at least the WWE audience, has never got to see him to his full potential. I think they just, like, fast-tracked him from NXT up on to the main roster. Yep. And I think if he was in NXT for a little longer, he'd be a big time player.
Or even if he's NXT now.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Like
yeah.
you look at like what it's done for like Finn Balor. Yeah. Like, no, why,
or Killian Dane.
Yeah, like you can put Apollo Crews back in NXT. Mm-hmm. Like it, apparently you guys think it's a lateral move, so just put him back.
Yeah. I wonder if he's ever tried to go back, but I don't know. And then Shorty G comes out and he just gets laid out too. Another person that's just kind of like wasting away, right? Uh-huh. It's like, oh, but let's keep pushing Sheamus.
I liked it when they were going to put him in the 205 Live because he had some amazing matches with like Jack Gallagher and whatnot. But and then they were like,
then they just moved him back, right?
Yep.
Or he just didn't.
Yep.
I don't like. Yeah, like he should be on 205 Live. Uh-huh. I don't get the whole point of.
But I mean, if he goes to 205 Live though, he might be like taller G.
Since he's exactly, you know,
not so short on that roster.
But yeah, another guy is just kind of like, what are we doing with him? And I don't like the idea that we're pushing Sheamus again. Like, he's been around. I think he should be used to be pushing the newer talent, not let's give this guy another, like, are we going to see him in Reigns again? Like, are we going to get him another title shot? We were talking last week, we think it's going to be Strowman and
Sheamus
at Mania. Because Sheamus has never won the IC title.
Wow, so true. Which I'm like, he's done everything else.
I was like, okay, I'm fine with that because it – at least, you know, at least, and I think it would be a good matchup between the two of them.
Yeah, he's done everything else.
Yeah.
Except for Universal Championship.
Yeah, he hasn't won that, no. Right? No, yeah.
No.
No. And then the main event of the night, Fatal 4-Way, Carmella, Naomi, Dana, and Alexa Bliss. Bayley gets involved because she's sitting outside. She's not on commentary, just sitting there. She tosses Naomi into the steps to try to take her out of the match, but Naomi comes back. This was basically a clinic for Naomi to show off how amazing she is.
Like, you know what I like? Mm. I like that Naomi did not win.
Me too.
Because, like, you look at some just how, like, typical booking, and I say that not knowing anything about booking, but, like, you know, oh, Naomi comes back, they have her showcase, and then, oh, we're going to give her the belt. Like, that's so predictable. Mm-hmm. So, again, I have to praise them when they don't do the predictable. Somebody like Carmella, who I think has improved drastically since, you know, the very end of her title reign. Because I remember, like, in the beginning of it, she'd beat Asuka, she'd beat Charlotte, but she would always win, like, without really showcasing her ability. But I remember, like, that triple threat with Becky, Charlotte, and Carmella. I thought Carmella was holding her own just as much as Becky and Charlotte. And then, you know, obviously we saw her with R-Truth and whatnot. But now she's back again to kind of showcasing what she can do. And I like that she won, because now we can really see, you know, obviously her and Bayley. We've never really seen that on TV recently. I know they had a match in NXT for the women's title, but not recently. And yeah, I'm excited to see what magic these two can create.
Yeah, and it's like a built-in story already, because we know that they were their friends and like, yeah, the Bay Mella, all that kind of stuff. So, and now Bailey's this whole other character. Carmella's still kind of the same person, a little different. But yeah, I'm excited for that too. I was like, okay, Naomi's winning, so we get this match. And then when she didn't win, I was like, oh, okay. And then I like, you know, Bayley attacked Carmella at the end. I wish she kind of would have attacked her a little more. Mm-hmm. I think it was they were short on time.
Yeah,
I think it was kind of just like, hey, get in there, get, you know,
get some heat real quick. 10, 9, 8,
yeah.
Punch,
yes,
get out of the ring, 5 for 3.
But yeah, it was definitely a showcase for Naomi. She was just like hitting every move that she has. I like that it's like a running bulldog but into the corner that she does. That's new she's doing. And I think it definitely seems like it's leading towards Bayley and Naomi at Mania, which I think is another fresh matchup where I was like, oh good, we don't have to see, you know, I don't think we're gonna get Sasha Bayley because I think we should wait on that.
I agree.
But yeah, so number one contender is Carmella. We don't know when the match is.
Not at Super Showdown.
It's definitely not. We don't know
well,
yet.
I mean.
I can see.
I think they just broke that barrier of having women wrestle at Saudi Arabia. Mm. Now we got to defend titles in Saudi Arabia.
Might as well.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't think that they wouldn't want at least Becky there?
Yeah, maybe.
Or I don't know.
I'm kind of curious if we're going to see another women's match at that show. Especially since the last one.
Mm. And then we also know Lacey Evans at all. So I don't know what's really happening with her.
Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, she lost to Bayley really fast. Yeah. Like, it wasn't even like a, you know, oh, she didn't even hit a finisher. But so that wraps us up for SmackDown this week. I do have some kind of like rumored news that I want to get to before we get out of here. I was like, that's not my music. That's Gabby's music. That's why. So the rumor is that tomorrow WWE will be announcing that WrestleMania 37 will be here in Los Angeles.
Inglewood.
Yep.
Hopefully, keeping my fingers crossed.
Yes.
It's been since what? San Jose, 2015, since I've been there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And plus, like, I think, like, since the last time it was in L.A., which was 2005.
I wasn't here then.
like, Mania has just grown.
Oh, and yeah.
Grown, like.
Because it was at Staples then, right?
Yeah, but even that is just the because I remember Hall of Fame was that Saturday, and I actually went to a PWG show instead. Mm. But that was it. As opposed to now, it's like there's going to be something on Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
Who knows all the indie shows that's going to be around. Like, hopefully I can get booked on some indie shows, you know?
Yeah, nice.
And then, you know, Mania, and then Raw, and then, you know.
Mm. Yeah, it'll be interesting. About time. Finally, we don't have to travel anywhere else.
Oh, I know. I don't have to wonder about plane tickets and hotels.
Exactly, yes, yeah, huh?
Maybe the Uber rides might be a little bit more expensive, but I can just drive.
Yes, exactly, yeah. Just pay for the parking. but, yeah, so we'll see. It should be... They're announcing tomorrow.
At 9 a.m. Pacific time.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, if it's already announcing some kind of, you know, announcement.
Plus, they're in Ontario tomorrow for Raw. Mm-hmm. So you know that if it was somewhere else, they're not going to be like, okay, I got to fly back to L.A. to Ontario to get to be at Raw. Mm-hmm. It's like, they're in town tomorrow anyways. So there's a good chance that it's going to be announced for Los Angeles.
And that stadium opens this fall, right?
I think so. Because so I know Guns N' Roses is having a concert
this year. Yes, yeah.
I'm just curious what the logo is going to be, because obviously we saw WrestleMania Play, WrestleMania Star, WrestleMania, you know, whatever. We saw WrestleMania Pirate Flag.
Pirate Ship,
so I'm kind of curious of what's going to be WrestleMania.
What do you think?
I don't know. Yeah. It can be anywhere.
I mean, I think it could just be like the Hollywood sign, but it says WrestleMania.
Yeah. Could be potentially spotlights or maybe a giant bottle of kombucha.
WrestleMania kombucha? I like it.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I don't think they're going to call it, like, it's going to be L.A. I feel like it's going to be Los Angeles, not Hollywood. But I also could see them just going Hollywood with it. Because
you already went Hollywood.
I know, but you go back again.
Back to more cool movie trailers.
Yes, yeah. But that wraps us up for this week. George, where can the people find you?
You can find me at G Hermosa, GHERMOZA. I'm telling you, SummerSlam at the Tokyo Dome would be huge. Huge.
I agree. It'd be fun. It'd be a lot of fun. And you guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, TomTheCom. Check out my Etsy store, Connolly Central. And follow me at Connolly Central on Twitter and Instagram as well. But that wraps it up for this week, Friday Night SmackDown. I think the gang will be back next week. If not, you're stuck with us again.
I guess I'll be back.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.